proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. Thank you for joining me. And on today's program, we begin a special look at Israel's 70th anniversary. Recently, IBJM's magazine, The Everlasting Nation, produced an issue highlighting Israel's 70th anniversary. In fact, a portion of today's program is included in this issue, which was written by one of our close friends in Israel. If you'd like to receive a sample copy of the magazine or obtain a subscription, simply call us at 423-876-8150 or simply go online to ibjm.org. Well, in Israel, Yom HaZikaron, Israeli Memorial Day, and Yom HaTzma'ut, which is Israeli Independence Day, always go together. You can't have one without the other. On Memorial Day, which starts at sunset, a minute-long siren sounds all over the country, marking the beginning of the holiday. An official ceremony takes place at the Western Wall as the flag of Israel is lowered to half-staff. By law, places of entertainment are closed for that night and the day after. Radio and television stations play programs about Israel's wars and show programming that conveys the somber mood of the day. Cities in Israel have memorial services. Israeli families gather that night at the memorial place in each city and pay respect to the fallen soldiers and for their families, some who have lost their loved ones and friends as well throughout the years. Every home in Israel in one way or another is connected to this day. In Israel, it is mandatory once you reach the age of 18 to serve in the IDF or the Israeli Defense Forces. The next morning, another siren sounds for 2 minutes of silence prior to the public recitation of prayers in military cemeteries, army bases, and schools. During that time, the entire country stops whatever they are doing to stand for a moment of remembrance. School children wear white shirts and blue pants or skirts on this day. On their shirts, they wear a sticker with a small red flower and the word Yizkor, which means remember. The flower, called the Red Everlasting, is called Dam HaMekabim, or the Blood of the Maccabees, a symbol for Memorial Day. The flower's name derives from a legend stating that a red flower grew wherever the blood of a Maccabee was spilled to the earth. The flower, therefore, commemorates the many soldiers who gave their lives for Israel. May their memory be blessed. And in the midst of these days in the spring, Israelis turn from sadness to celebration. On the evening of the holiday of Israel Independence Day, celebrants and officials gather at Mount Herzl in Jerusalem. A ceremony with speeches and a parade of soldiers concludes with the lighting of 12 torches representing the 12 tribes of Israel. When the blue and white flag of Israel returns to full staff, we transition from great sadness and mourning to the happiest day of the year, Israel's Independence Day, this year being the 70th. Fireworks light up the skies of Israeli cities, celebrating the fact that the Israelis are now in their homeland. Every home and vehicle in Israel is decorated with Israeli flags. Our friends would gather at Hayarkon Beach in Tel Aviv. You had to get there early to get a good place as it got crowded quickly. We did a lot of cooking on the grill, making fish and shishlik, which is chicken or beef on a skewer. By the end of the meal, we would open up a fresh, juicy watermelon. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. We would also play volleyball or other games, and many other Israeli families would join us in the fun. Another exciting event is watching the Israeli Air Force air show as they fly over with showcases of older military aircraft as well as modern jets and helicopters. Now, as believers in Jesus, our group would also come together to hear the Word of God being preached and also to pray for the state of Israel, its leaders, and its people. It's such a blessing to see the nation of Israel come together during this joyous time. But on a serious note, as Israelis celebrate 70 years of independence, we realize that shalom, peace, is fragile in man's hands. Treaties have been made over the years with Egypt and Jordan. But how long will this peace last? True peace is ultimately found in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. May Israel come to know him. I invite you to join us next time as we'll take a look at the background of Israel's Independence Day. And we'd like to invite you to tune in to that program. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.